American and British beef could find its way back into Australia for the first time in 13 years with the relaxation of an import ban introduced to fight the spread of mad cow disease. The federal government has announced that as of March next year, it will allow imports of beef from countries where there have been cases of the disease. Australia's chief medical officer says there is no risk to humans. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
The federal government announced yesterday that for the first time since 1992, when mad cow disease broke out in Britain, Australia would allow beef and beef products from countries affected by the disease. Professor Jim Bishop is the Australian government's chief medical officer.
Expert that's reviewed this has said that the risk is something like 40 million times less than the risk from motor car accidents. It's a negligible risk. And the fact of the matter is that science has moved on.
He says the World Organisation on Animal Health has now created a new testing regime for the disease,
where they can test for the prion, which is the active component thought to be the transmissible agent, and that can be tested for with a rapid test. So we're coming into line with New Zealand, Canada and the United States and the rest of the world in saying, well, it's not just about bans, it's about looking to look at people's processes, making sure that it's safe, ensuring that contaminated meat cannot enter the food chain. And I think with the new testing regime and with the new science and understanding it, I think we've really making the right move in this modern trading world.
Senator Bill Heffernan claims that the testing that will prevent BSE-affected meat being imported is nonsense because there is no live tests for it. What do you make of that?
Well, there is a test, and it's not just about the testing. The testing works, and you can do the rapid test.
The ruling will now open up potential beef imports from countries including the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom and New Zealand. Greg Brown is the president of the Cattle Council of Australia. He says many of Australia's key export markets have thought Australia has been playing an unfair game of trade.
That is basically their concern, that we export to them and they can't get back in here. And they won't even now, Bronwyn, without this a very stringent risk assessment program being put into place.
Greg Brown says Australia exported nearly 1 million tonnes of beef last year, and almost a quarter of that goes to the United States.
In all honesty, the biggest quantity of beef that the United States of America exported into Australia was 263 tonnes in 1995. That's the greatest volume. So I just don't think that we're going to see any huge flood of imported beef into Australia.
Greg Brown from the Cattle Council of Australia. The reporter, Bronwyn Herbert.